It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Hueva, buenos dias.
We made it to Friday, November 1st.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus is right.
I mean, I can't believe it's November, but dang. I mean,
I know.
All right.
I know.
It feels like November outside, I'd say that.
We made it. It's freezing. Yes, it's freezing. And last night was Halloween, and our trick-or-treating was over.
Yeah.
But that did not mean it didn't get spooky in the neighborhood, DZ, because I was minding my own business around 5, 6 o'clock. It was light out. And all of a sudden, I hear,
"Put your hands up! Put your hands up!"
And break it down now, right? It was a dance party.
No, it was like 8 cop cars on my street, and I have no idea what was going on. I have no idea who they were going after, and I have no idea if it was a car or a house, because all of a sudden, I hear the rip, and then I hear, "Put your hands up!"
That's universal for rip, rip, run, 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 run.
Is it? Because I rip, and I went. So I, like a normal person, started looking out every window I could and trying to find out what happened.
And locking the doors, hopefully.
Well, when I couldn't see, I walked on the porch. And then when I heard, "Put your hands up," I went, "Get back in the house." And so I ran back in. I locked the doors.
Allie, yes. They were talking to you. What do you mean? They said, "Put your hands up." Allie, did you miss that part?
They were not talking to me. They were definitely not talking to me. But I kept seeing cop cars come. And the next thing you know, I can see the lights reflecting on my neighbor's house neighborhood. The way it
curves was lit up
around.
Like a Christmas tree. Something was going on in the hood.
So I text my neighbors. I go, "What's happening?
Anybody know?"
And they go, "We're at Panera."
Well, y'all get back home ASAP.
They said, "We'll be there in 5 minutes." So they didn't eat. They got their food and came home.
They said, "There's a show at home going on, and it's not on Netflix, so we're going to go ahead and go home now."
So my neighbors pull into their house. I come running across the street in sweatpants and a hoodie.
The visual.
Because it's so cold out, and slippers.
Trying to keep warm.
While the cops are yelling at somebody, I'm running across.
"Get down on the ground." Allie's out here just helping out, patrolling.
Went to get the mail for the heck of it.
Well, I would have been vacuuming the grass. Yeah, definitely. What?
Mowing the lawn all of a sudden.
No, vacuuming the grass.
No, if somebody was in danger, it was not funny. But at the end of the day, my neighbors get home. I run over, and now the cops are all slowly leaving. So it was like they made a little bit of a noise.
Mm-hmm.
They were on their speaker going, "Put your hands up." So they were talking to somebody, but then they tried to be real quiet because they were in a neighborhood, right? So
"Please, please, put your hands up, please."
I was like, "I see you."
We all heard it. Might as well call the name out and say what's going on because we nosy.
"Hey, New Berlin, what the hell happened last night?" And then I called Radar across the hall because he's on every police scanner in America.
Yeah.
And I go, "What's happening?" He goes, "I don't know.
Nothing.
I'm at Alverno right now."
Oh, he was busy. Dang, because I'm thinking, I follow some scanners, but I don't know what's going on. And I have no. I got no alert about New Berlin last night.
I don't know. I have no clue. There was, it happened, and then they were gone. So all I know is they were in my neighborhood.
No resolution? We still don't know?
And at first, I thought they were on the busy street, and they weren't. No resolution.
They were on the block.
The block. So there was excitement in my neighborhood on how, thank God there was no trick-or-treating. Imagine that.
I wonder if it was teenagers out just being mischievous on Hallows' Eve.
Oh.
It's the 31st. You think, all right, I'm going to go out, maybe TP some, at somebody's house, have some fun in the neighborhood like kids used to.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, put your hands up.
Put them up.
Yeah. Things get real
well,
quick.
I had to share that exciting story about all the chaos in my neighborhood. Hopefully everyone's okay.
I can't wait for the follow. Yeah, hopefully everybody's okay, but we're going to need somebody to hit us up, let us know.
I don't know if they were going from one of my neighbors or if somebody was in the road. I have no idea.
So is the question of the day, what happened in New Berlin last night?
No, nor is it what's the last interaction you had with the police, because I don't want to know.
Oh, goodness.
I don't want to know, but we are going to do it. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
This one I hope you guys find funny, because I do. What do you sometimes pretend you understand that you really don't?
Oh.
I've got two. Well,
okay, go ahead.
One, Spanish. And you know what I'm talking about.
You understand enough Spanish to say you understand enough
Spanish?
That's
what I mean, though. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. So I feel like I'm pretending sometimes, and sometimes I get it. Yeah. Does that make sense? I'm
sure.
Going,
yo,
but
yes,
no clue.
Si.
And sometimes I really do understand.
Well, and when you do understand, you can normally tell because you'll respond.
Fair.
If you just do not, I'm usually like, yeah, she'll know what's going on.
Fair. But I also sometimes pretend technology as well. Because yesterday I had to do it to our IT guy. I went back there and I go, I know I sound 100, but why can't I print? Why? Why
can't I fax from here?
I was like, God, I feel so dumb, but I'm trying to act like I know what I'm doing, but no. Why can't I print?
Okay, to your defense, the printers and our computers don't like to communicate and disconnect all the time. I can't print.
They disconnect because printers are old. That's my old school.
And so were we. So the printers don't work.
So printers and Spanish. Those are my two that I pretend that I understand that I really don't, okay?
Okay, no,
I
understand.
That's where I draw
the line. I get it. Okay, now I got one for you, bro.
What?
And this one you're going to understand coming from me. Math. Any math.
Same.
Doesn't matter what kind of math it is. It could be simple addition, simple subtraction. I'm doing finger math.
Dude, same. I count on my fingers. My ex-husband used to laugh at me because he was an accountant, and I was like, screw you, man. I'm going to count on my fingers till the day I die, and I still do.
Yep.
I still do, too. I'm with you.
Guaranteed.
And when Hudson does his math homework, I don't know what the hell's going on.
No.
I act like I do.
Oh, we pretend. Oh, yeah, 100%. When people are like, 9 minus 4, and they spit an answer real quick, I'm like, yes.
And then I'm like, wait, it's not 3, it's 5. Hold on.
I haven't even done the math yet. I'm on a whole new thought. The numbers are out of my brain, and I don't even know why we started doing numbers to begin with. Now you're making me aggressive.
So math is yours for sure.
Yeah, that's about it for me.
Spanish and printers for me. What do you sometimes pretend you understand that you just really don't?
Let's be honest.
Keep it real, you guys.
You can be funny. You can be honest. You can be a mix of both. I'm so serious when I say me and numbers don't get along.
And I do want to say one more thing. I have a disclaimer at the very end of the question of the day. Someone approached me about something I said on the question of the day this week, and I need to address it. It's very important. I just want to tease that a little. At the very end, when everybody's done, I have something to say.
Okay.
I got called out in public yesterday, and I have to address it before the end of the question of the day.
So after.
After.
Got
so
it.
We're going to start with, what do you sometimes pretend you understand that you really don't? Math, Spanish, and printers. Come at us.
Ready, set, go.
What do you got?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question is, what do you sometimes pretend you understand that you really don't? And I said Spanish and printers.
Which makes sense.
You said math. Yeah. And then Jody texted in and said, my coworker, she talks so quiet. I usually say, I know, right?
Oh, people counting
to
this?
To whatever she's saying. And then I have no clue what she's actually saying.
Ain't no people in our lives counted at this.
Jody, thank you. Yes, sometimes pretending we heard what somebody said and we have no clue.
No idea. You just smiling away, boys.
Kelly in Sussex also texted in. She said, I always need to count on my fingers figuring out military time. Drives her son nuts because he's in the military.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's go to Melanie in Milwaukee. She wants to talk to us. She's a math teacher. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Well, we're counting on our fingers. Let us live.
Daily. What you gonna do? Fight me.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to tell you that you're going to be okay. Counting on your fingers is just fine.
Yes.
But I've been teaching math for 25 years in elementary education, and I cannot tell you how many times lesson planning I've had and cried because how am I going to teach these kids when I don't even understand it myself?
Yes.
Somebody
finally
feels
the truth.
Like us.
The math teachers are telling the truth finally.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I finally figured it out. Mm. You want to know how I figured it out?
Calculators?
I now teach kindergarten.
She's like, screw, I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
One,
I'm going back to kindergarten.
And one.
Smart.
We're teaching pairs, baby.
Oh, Melanie, that is hysterical.
That's fantastic.
You are great. That was a great, great finishing moment in your story.
Thank you. Well, shout out to all the Milwaukee Public School teachers out there that are working their tails off to make things right.
That part. Teachers in general, facts. Though, man. Appreciate the call, Melanie.
Hey, Melanie, you have a great
Absolutely.
Day.
Thank you so much. And remember, you're okay. Count on your fingers.
what great parting
Thank
words.
Thank you. We're going to caller. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Go to line. I'm counting on my fingers to the lines.
What line?
Lori and Cedarburg. What the hell? Still don't know what number. 1, 2, 3.
Three.
Thank
you.
There
you know,
we go.
You know I'm three. Not good at math.
We're talking about things you pretend to understand that you really don't. Lori.
Good morning.
So one answer that everybody's probably thinking but doesn't want to admit, life.
What?
Life.
Oh, yeah.
Lori, amen to that. Do you know what Sandy texted in that really made me laugh and we're all going to agree on this? The what? Stock market. None of us know what the hell's going on. And we would think about it. You pretend like you know when they come to the company goes, would you like us to match your stocks? I go, I don't, sure.
Y'all be
sounds
matching
good.
Stock. Y'all,
good. It sounds great.
Right. Never in my life gone, oh, yeah, the stock market's up today. Have you checked the Dow Jones? Yeah, the NASDAQ is crazy this morning.
The stock market is a great one of what people pretend to understand and don't. Okay, Lori.
Never in my days,
bro. Lori, what's yours, though, for real? Seriously.
Jiu-jitsu. No matter how much I learn, I'm still lost.
Stop.
What do you mean? You're like a 12th degree black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Come
what?
On.
Our black belts admit that, even though they're black belts in high ranks, there's times they still don't know what's going on.
All right, fine.
Everybody's just making it up, then.
I'll take your word for it, Lori, because I have no idea.
So I could just walk into a jiu-jitsu dojo and just beat everybody up, then?
She's kind of acting like everybody's faking it, and nobody knows what they're doing, is what she's telling me.
I'm walking in there, and I'm challenging the master, then.
Yeah, fair.
Well, all it's right. Just like, because you get in situations you don't know, and then it's a new situation, so you don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is true. And it's constant movement, constant battling with somebody. No, we're joking, but we get it.
All right, Lori.
Yeah,
well, thank you. You have
anytime
a
anytime you see me, though.
Great
anytime.
Day. She's like, anytime.
She said, fight me whenever you think you can,
She's
dog.
She's like, I'll pretend like I know what I'm doing, even if I don't.
Lori, I am lying. I'm never going to try to fight you. You scare me. Have a good day. Bye.
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 All right, filing taxes. Whoever wrote that in, that's a good one. That's why I use H&R Block Online, and I just blame it on them if something goes wrong, okay?
That's actually me who texted in, Allie. I just didn't want to say it out loud, bro.
Alex said, knowing what comes after another letter in the ABCs without singing the ABC song.
tell me you ain't never done a field sobriety without telling me.
I don't even do the field sobriety, and I need to sing the ABCs sometimes. I'm like, what comes after N-M-N-L? Or L?
O?
No, that's
no,
not right.
O.
Oh!
Oh! O-P!
Yeah.
Then you start singing because we're ADD.
All right, let's go to...
Flip a coin.
I don't know. There's two on the phone, and I don't want to pick.
Flip a coin.
This one's Ryan, and this one's Danny.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I'll
goodness.
Do my disclaimer. Ready? Oh, Danny landed first. Sorry, Ryan. It was a Friday night, I woke alone. Don't blame me, blame the coin
flip. Blame the coin flip. Danny, good morning.
Hi, Danny.
Ryan, you got the better one.
Ryan's
me and
on
Ryan
the other
can
line.
Fight over that one.
Y'all will fight later.
Fair. So what is the one thing you pretend like you know what you understand that you really don't, Danny?
People.
That's That's a great one, honestly.
I'm serious. Like, you figure you get somebody figured out, and then next thing you know, you get thrown for a loop, and like, what just happened?
You think you understand someone, and then you go, I don't know you at all. This is what the hell? People are so weird.
What are we even doing here, y'all?
Yeah, people are crazy. That's for sure. That's a good one, Danny. That's a really good one.
People.
And you know what? Can I do my disclaimer quick now?
Of course.
I got called out in public by Elgin at the Princeton Club about the question of the day.
And our boy E?
Yeah. Do you remember when we had the question, and Danny, you'll remember this, when we did the question, if you have to pick between friends and family, who are you picking?
Yeah.
He goes, Allie, my daughter and I were in the car. You never once mentioned your kids. Not once.
Yeah, you did.
Not till the end.
Well, not till after.
And I told him, I said, you're right. He said, you kept saying my sisters, if it was your family.
Yeah.
And I said, dude, I want you to know, I thought about that later, and I thought about it hard, that whole question, and that I didn't mention them because they really are attached to me. And in my mind, I told him, I'm a dictator, and they go with me no matter where I go. Like, even if I pick friends, they're with me. And he goes, That's not how it works. And I go, but in my mind, that day, if you were listening and went, what's wrong with her? She doesn't even want her kids.
But we said no to everybody else that tried to bring the family that they created. We were like, nope.
But for me, it was like, well,
but no, our family's coming with.
But in my mind, my kids were coming, even if nobody else is.
No, in our case, our family is our friends, and our friends is our family. Yeah. So we're different, though.
But he was like, you never said a word.
Not a lick about Owen and Hudson, boy.
And I said, well, I do love my kids.
They were never not going to be there.
Deep down mentally, you thought that
they're going to be there
automatically with your kids, but you extended out to your sisters.
Exactly, because my kids are coming no matter what.
You didn't say your mom and dad. No. They're family too.
And I said they would have to go, unfortunately. I love them, but they would be leaving.
Even though you're keeping family?
I keep my sisters, but not my...
You keep all or none, Allie.
I was trying to apologize. I'm getting myself deeper in here, okay? Well, can we just move on?
Now you all got to go listen back on the Odyssey app if you didn't listen the first time,
y'all.
The
friends or family question. What a question.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, what is the problem today, DZ?
Hannah hit us up.
Uh-huh.
She got an issue with her parents.
Oh, no.
And y'all, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah said, Allie and DZ, I know this is going to make you laugh, but I actually need help. My parents are furious. They went through my room without my consent. So, for context, I recently turned 22, still live at home while I go to school.
Oh,
yeah,
here's the tricky part.
Working full time as well. Not to mention, I just had a birthday a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Happy belated.
Mm-hmm.
For my birthday, I went out with friends, and a few of them gifted me some of my favorite drinks. When I came home, I chose to hide them in my closet because I come from a pretty conservative family who basically frowns upon any fun.
Mm-hmm.
Comes home with alcohol, hides it in her closet, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't want mom and dad to see it.
Yeah. Right, of course. But she's 22.
But she's 22.
You don't have to hide alcohol. You're 22, but okay.
But she's living at home.
So?
Under home.
You're 22.
So. Under your parents' rules. You're under your parents' home. You're under your parents'. Well,
there are parents who don't let 22-year-olds drink
we're getting ahead of, our, we're oh, getting yeah, ahead okay. of ourselves.
Yeah, that's crazy, but go on.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. So, while I was at work the other day, my mom must have gone through my room because when I came home, my drinks were sitting on the kitchen table with a note from my parents saying that we needed to talk. I'm genuinely terrified about what's going to happen and when we do talk. I've been avoiding it, and it's because I feel like they're going to kick me out of the house. What should I do, say, or be prepared for with dealing with my parents? Hannah.
Wow. Okay, so what do you think, DC?
You seem pretty, you know.
Well, I don't know. To me, it's like a 22-year-old. And you're like, you're treating her like a 13-year-old. I'm like, okay. There's things I get what you would be upset about in your house. But the alcohol is like, get over it. Or if I was 22 and I'm scared to drink in front of my parents, it's like, okay, they're running my life and I need to grow up. I'm an adult.
I'm curious about a few things.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking there must be younger siblings in the house.
Maybe, yeah.
And they're probably scared of maybe one of them finding it, going through the room, or them seeing something. They do come, she mentioned, from a conservative family.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably religious.
Maybe
to
they
some
don't
degree.
Drink.
Maybe they don't
then
drink.
Then that would be different.
And the daughter does. Mm-hmm. Because the daughter, like you said, she's 22. She's in college. She's having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So she's trying to be respectful by hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it comes across as you're hiding it. Mm-hmm. Right? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're living two different lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
The lifestyle that the parents thought their daughter was going to live because that's how she was raised and the lifestyle that this daughter, Hannah, is currently living.
Yeah, yeah.
These two don't mix.
No, not at all.
She's in school. She's working. Mm-hmm. She's probably making a little bit of money. I understand that she's probably saving a ton.
She's being overall responsible. That's why I'm like, who cares?
Parents. The parents.
I hate this when your parents still have so much control over you in adulthood. It's annoying.
I got this.
Because we do this. A lot of us are scared of our parents in adulthood. And then you
I'm terrified of my parents.
That's
what do you
mean? That's what I'm saying. Same. And then it got to
my mom,
point where I went, I'm an adult and you don't control me. But it takes a long time to get away from that.
Me.
I tell you what, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
I think I got this. I got some good advice.
You do?
I do. I think so.
Okay.
I think so. But I'm down. Everybody, let's open it up. We talk together.
All right. 414-533-1037. Now that works for texting or calling. Either one. Make sure you sign your name on the text, or you can drop us a voice message if you're listening on the Odyssey app. Just send us a voice message from the Listen Live page, which is also really cool.
We can help Hannah out for real. She's 22, living at home, and her mom and dad are mad. She's got alcohol in her room.
Maggie in Greenfield said, I'd pour a drink for the talk.
Okay, now we're getting petty.
I love you, Maggie.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Hannah lives at home and her parents found her alcohol. And they did not like that, even though she's 22.
She's conservatively raised, though.
What is your advice, DZ?
Honestly, I think my little sister might have better advice than me because I didn't necessarily go through this. Mm. And I hid my things better than Hannah did.
I was going to say, yeah.
So I think every child goes through this to some degree at some point or another, where you're trying to keep something occult from your parents.
You're curious, you're experimenting.
Ding, ding, ding.
This is why when you try to hold kids down too much and tighten up the reins, this is why they go crazy, because they're in an experimental, growing, curious phase. Let them live. A little.
But a parent can't do that as a parent. That's what somebody else says. That's what Titi Ali says. That's what Unc DZ says.
Yeah.
That's not what the parents say. Mm. Right? So her parents are going, this is what we expect. These are the guidelines. These are the rules.
Yeah.
Eliminate that factor. Eliminate. You did this to yourself. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but you did this to yourself by bringing these drinks home. Whatever it was, little Truly, little Sippy Vizzy, Drinky Dranky, White Claw, doesn't matter what it was. You brought it home when you knew you shouldn't have, which is why you hid it. Otherwise, it could have just gone in the fridge. It could have just stayed on the counter. You could have just put it high up somewhere if there are other kids in the household.
Mm-hmm.
You needed to have left it somewhere else. What I mean by that is whether it's your trunk, whether it's at your friend's, because you're clearly not drinking at home. And if you are drinking at home, that's another issue, because I don't necessarily think you should be breaking that rule if your parents don't like you drinking.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, we don't want alcohol in the house, you shouldn't have alcohol in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are breaking their rules, you need to look to move. So you can live your own life.
That's what somebody texted in. She said she had a 22-year-old at home. She goes, well, I did have a 22-year-old at home. She recently moved out. I expected she would respect my rules and not drink in my house other than special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And I have three little ones at home who are very impressionable. I also knew what kind of partier she was in college. I just didn't want that in my house. So it sounds like the daughter didn't listen and the daughter moved out now. So she kind of went through this and said, it's my house, my rules.
And it's one thing if the alcohol is just at home and you're like, when I go out with my friends, I take it with me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's another conversation. But if you're at home drinking, you know, freely and your parents don't like that,
you do gotta
chill. It
just sounds so controlling at 22. Like, let it go. Like, as an adult,
Fair.
You're like, chill out. Like, now you're just trying to control your kids for the rest of their lives, and you can't. You gotta let go.
Fair.
You gotta let go.
You might be pushing them away a little bit, but you do have certain expectations as a parent.
And if those
expectations aren't met, they are adults. They could be doing adult things in their own adult setting.
Let's go to Saucy Sandra. Ooh. We'll get to her on the phone.
I'm different, yeah, I'm
Saucy.
Hey there, hey.
Yeah, she different. Morning,
Happy
sauce.
Friday.
Weba.
What do you think here?
Okay, so, oh boy. Okay,
what?
So I believe she should kind of tell her parents, like, hey, you are your own person and I am my own person. I respect you in this home and I'm not drinking in this home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an adult and I make my own decisions. It's your responsibility to guide me in those decisions, but you can't punish me for having alcohol when I'm over the age of 21. I'm not doing anything illegal. It just sounds crazy as
an adult. You're like, the parents are mad. I get if they were like, she's 17 drinking or in the house.
She's 19 sneaking it in the house,
and now I'm going to be held responsible. But 22?
You're 22.
Like, who the hell cares?
But
man?
Living
right?
at home.
Right? Yeah. I kind of want to be like, tell your parents off.
Tell your parents to chill out.
and then they go make you pay rent and or get
Yeah, you can leave. Yeah. But then be prepared for that.
For the consequences.
Like, if you tell your parents off, be prepared.
Be prepared to have to get out.
Say, yeah. See you later. Yeah.
She did ask what to be prepared time. For.
Vanessa and Mosquito said, super conservative parents make kids, adults, offspring run quicker.
Yeah.
With that being said, give them a bottle to chug and call it a night.
Mix a little something for everybody.
Slip a little something in there.
Everybody has a good time. All of a sudden, mama lit, daddy lit, everybody staying at home.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yep, have a great day. Bye, guys.
You too, love her.
Let's go to Ale on the Lower East Side. Ale, I should say.
Ale.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I kind of have a different opinion than Saucy Sandra.
Okay.
I think level of respect that needs to go into living in your parents' house. And it's not to say like my house, my rules, but there needs to be a sense of respect. That was me growing up. Mm-hmm. I moved out when I was 19-ish to come to Milwaukee. And my parents were like, okay, when you come home from college, like you still need to like ask your permission if you're going to go somewhere. We don't want you drinking under 21. And even when I turned 21, it was pandemic time. They were like, okay.
Yikes.
You still had a curfew when you came home from college and things like that?
Yeah. When I was my first year.
My parents held the reins until college. And then when I would come home for the summer, I lived like an adult. I would come and go and I would just be responsible and do. And I worked, you know what I mean? But I wasn't telling them what I was doing once I was an adult.
It was about communication. Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily, and I'll let maybe your situation is different, but in mine, it was about like letting them know so they knew what to expect from me. It stopped being about asking for permission. It was more like, communicate so we know how late you'll be out, who you're going to be with.
So we're not worried.
Talk to us. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I'm technically still living here, so I will.
I will do that.
I will do that.
You're paying my rent.
Salute, Pops.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right, for real.
Exactly.
I get that.
It was more of like the communication aspect of it, or like, you know what, we don't want you coming home at 3-4 in the morning because you're coming back to our house.
Yeah.
So I moved out, and now I have my own rules. So.
That part.
Fair enough.
Now I eat ice cream for dinner. What?
Hey, thanks for calling. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Who texted this in? It said, she don't have Hispanic parents. It's called getting jumped by your parents.
Yeah, that's about right, though.
Stop it. And then Carl and Indy said, does she have spotted cow? Okay. You guys are awful.
Carl trying to trade some Grippo's chips for some spotted cow. What's
come
up?
Come on. All right. Tyler's in Grafton. She said she just went through this.
No, she didn't.
Yes.
Tyler, are you Hannah?
Yes and no. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
I kind of went through something similar, not exactly the same thing, but I did kind of have my mom was, you know, kind of had, she always said that she never wanted us to fail, so she kind of did it in a way where, to me, it felt controlling, and to my sister, who is also an adult.
Too tight.
We felt like we were being controlled in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, she wanted the best for us. And I think Hannah's parents probably want the same for her.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing, don't be afraid. And I think you should set those boundaries and also just be mindful of your parents' boundaries, because there is a reason for everything.
Yeah.
I don't think they're trying to do it to be malicious.
Listen to this. What do you think of this, Tyler? Shaquita texted in and said, but can we talk about the lack of privacy? The fact that she hid it in her closet shows how her mother went through searching around her room.
True.
Which
very
shows
true.
She has no privacy at 22. I know
very,
it's probably hard,
true.
But if it's possible, she should try to move out, possibly get a roommate, because this just goes to show she has no privacy.
Look into moving into the dorm, because something I was going to say, Tyler was bringing me into this. If she was out and about kind of on her own, if she was living in the dorms or living with friends, mm-hmm. she would be doing whatever the heck she wanted with zero control from her parents, and her parents would have this fake blanket control
totally.
That, oh, our kid's doing what we expect of her.
That's
no, she could be out here
like,
wilding.
Control is really, if you think about it, an illusion. Makes us feel more comfortable
for
at
sure.
the end of the day, which is wild, right?
And we give our parents that illusion of control, mm-hmm. especially when we're older, because we're going, okay, we'll play by the rules because we know this is your roof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying the bills here, dog. Mm-hmm. I don't control this AC.
And this is why I started working so young.
I swear.
To move the hell out, you guys.
I swear.
I'm telling you what.
Yeah,
you know what?
I agree. That's why I moved out, because I was like, I can't. I need to have my own rules.
Yes.
I had an urge to be an adult.
Yep.
And
we wanted the independence. Yes.
Tyler,
I wanted that.
So. We appreciate your call, dog.
Thank you so much, girl.
Of course. Guys, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
And she's all right. She moved out and she's okay.
Low key, ending advice, Hannah gonna have to get another job so she can move out.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, happy November.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
Don't say that. We're gonna have a 1-year-old in like a day or two.
My gosh.
So don't say that. Don't say
Danny.
Don't shut your mouth. Allie. Allison Faye. Shut your mouth.
I got the government name,
got
you guys.
The government out here.
Dude, Danny is gonna turn 1 on November 13th. You still have 12 days, okay?
I'm about to start crying. Y'all shut up, bro. How do we get 2 toddlers, bro? What is life?
Aww.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Danny's gonna be 1. Danny's gonna be 1.
That's insane. Nah, that is insane.
It is insane. Well, I'm excited. And it is November, which is Danny's birthday month.
Yes.
Your 1-year-old. And we're giving away tickets to see Macaulay Culkin at the High Life Theater. This is the last day to win those after Am I the Jerk.
Oh, I didn't realize it was the last day you could go ahead and win a little naughty with Macaulay Culkin.
Am I the Jerk? I've been dying to talk about this on the show. Dying. Sorry. I switched so quick.
No, bro. You're going to listen back on the Odyssey app and laugh at that. It went over your head. But
This is what I do all the time. I listen back and I go, damn it, DZ, you were funny right there,
it's
dude.
It's a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin.
Did you
could win
intimate?
It. No, I said naughty with Macaulay Culkin.
Stop it! The Miller High Life Theater is going to come after us. Knock it off.
And thank us, because they're going to have so many people ready. Macaulay. Brenda Song might not be happy
Brenda
with
Song
us.
Brenda Song might not, but
Milwaukee going to be.
Nonetheless, those are after Am I the Jerk, which I'm excited about. And we're still getting all your messages on the Odyssey app. We're getting them after Am I the Jerk, which is also awesome. People are going off like they want to say something. So yesterday, I love playing these. You go to the Listen Live page and you click on Send Us a Voice Message. And Melissa in Milwaukee, it looks like, sent this one.
One thing is that the husband should know how the wife gets. So to save
about the puke
all over the floor,
from yesterday's Emma, mm-hmm.
he should have just put her on the couch with a bucket on side of her and a glass of water on the table to prepare himself
facts.
Of the mess.
Nah, facts.
See, and people like Melissa, if they can't get in on the phones or they don't want to call, they send a voice message on their opinion on Am I the Jerk.
Well,
see?
Clearly, if y'all heard the bing, bing, Melissa was at work getting ready to go inside, so she probably couldn't call. So leaving that voicemail on the Odyssey app, pressing the little microphone button was the best option for her to get her 2 cents in.
Boom. And then what? Christina in Milwaukee sent one. What did she say?
I'm just thinking that this whole situation could have been avoided. If he knows his wife throws up once or twice a year because she likes to get overindulged at certain holidays, he should have put a bucket next to the bed.
Okay.
She threw up in the bucket.
Okay.
Fine. Fair. Okay.
Christina, I love it. These are people about yesterday's Am I the Jerk, the messages we got on the app.
Since they want to go back to yesterday on the app, my thought is, did we say that he knew that she gets, you know, sick? We just knew that she gets lit.
Well, he said twice a year she goes out and indulges.
And goes crazy.
Yeah. And then gets hung over.
We never said that it was a guarantee she was about to yak. That just happened.
We can argue about it, but it was decided.
It was
yesterday.
Decided. You know what? We can't even go back.
He was the jerk. We're moving forward.
Y'all are inspiring me to argue about today's, though. Oh yeah,
today's,
y'all are.
Today's, let's go.
No, for real though. Are we ready?
I think so, because I've been waiting. Oh, and Dumpster Fire's on the way too. What a full day we've got.
So I ask just, again, are we really ready? Are
yes,
we ready?
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
spoiler alert, I'm not talking about the reunion or the weddings, but I am talking about the new season of Love is Blind on Am I the Jerk. I've been dying to talk about this.
You be on this show crazy. And you like this show.
Dude, the reunion, everybody likes this show that watches it. Trust me, it's on Netflix.
Oh, I also say that watches it.
It is where they get married without seeing each other. They talk over a wall and they bond over talking and they get married without seeing. It's amazing.
It's insane. I've seen snippets on Instagram, so it's funny though.
It's like Married at First Sight sped up. It's
without
so good.
Sight.
Without sight. Thank you.
Just married at no sight.
Thank you. So on this season, don't worry, this happens earlier in the season, but one of the couples, I can't stop thinking about this, DZ. They hit it off. They're so in tune. They say, we love each other. We're going to get married. And once they see each other in person, they're attracted to each other.
Oh, good.
And they go on. They meet each other's families. They're getting ready to get married. Bet. And then.
What happened?
Cut to the next scene. And we find out this guy has three children that she didn't know about. And she's. And
you got a wife and a life?
No. Hold on. This is where the Am I the Jerk comes in.
Okay.
You cut to this scene in Love is Blind, and she's going, and people listening that watch know what I'm talking, where I'm going with this.
So people already know what happened.
They know where
this.
We're going, okay. But I want to know if he's the jerk for what he did.
I don't know what's
Listen
going
to
down.
What happens next. They cut to the scene, and she goes, you didn't tell me you had three children. How could you not tell me that before we get married?
That's a big miss
and
to
he
not
goes,
tell somebody.
I didn't think it mattered. And she goes, what do you mean it doesn't matter? Come to find out, he donated his sperm to a same-sex couple. I went, he doesn't have three kids?
Yeah.
So immediately I went, chill out, my girl. Now you're, and she was ready to not marry him. She said, you do have kids. You're a liar. She's like, you have three children. He's like, but I don't.
But I don't.
But I donated to a couple that wanted to have kids, and those are their children. And I do not have children. She's like, you have children, though.
I mean, biologically, I guess. I get what she's saying.
Right.
Because they are his biological children.
What a wacky storyline, right? But it's so I won't tell you if they actually got married or not. Oh, you'll have to watch the season. But
see, now you somehow getting me invested in it. Go watch Love is Blind when I don't care.
No, dude, I'm not gonna spoil that part, but I want to know, is he the jerk? Because this was I was like, dude, we got to talk about this on the show, but I want the whole season out before I get into this on the show. Is he the jerk for not telling her that he had donated and has three children that another couple is parenting? Do you follow? This is like,
I'm following. It's just wild, though.
I've never seen a scenario like this, especially where the woman was like, you didn't tell me the truth. And he's like, I didn't think it mattered because they're not my kids.
They're not technically my kids. I don't take care of them. I don't see them. They're like, I donated. I'm a donor.
And by the way, overall, love this guy. Like, you would love this guy.
He's
seems
a chill
like
dude.
An overall really good dude. Okay. So she's going, and I'm thinking, don't throw it away for this. Don't throw it away for this girl.
Okay. So it's almost like she was
freaking out
for the red flag. And
she
when she
freaking.
Heard that, she was like, red flags. Yeah, I told you.
I'm going to fly.
He was too good to be true.
Fight or flight. I'm going to fly. And she was ready to fly. And I was like, don't leave. This isn't a reason to leave. No.
Girl, you tripping. Yeah. Okay. I fully follow now.
I do not think he's a jerk, but I really want to know overall what the consensus is. Is this guy a jerk for not telling his fiance that he donated? They met 3 weeks ago, so give him that much.
And they're on a reality TV show at that, right?
Does it matter? Like, the jerk?
Hear me out. It is a big part of your life.
Because they might have a half sibling out there one day.
One day, right? But does he know these families? Is he interactive? Is he a part of these children's
lives? They might have said, I don't remember. I think he knew the couple, so maybe.
Like, he's an active. It wasn't a blind donorship.
I don't
like,
think
through
so.
Through a place.
Like, he helped friends, and that's why they have three. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
See, if it's something like that, I guess it doesn't change it, because still, those are their kids. Mm-hmm. They just could not conceive for themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of like a surrogate mother. That technically, that baby is your baby because you delivered. You had that baby.
See, I don't agree with that. I think if it's your egg, yes. If you just carry someone else's egg and sperm, I don't feel like it's your baby.
But biologically, you birthed that child. So I think you do have a connection. You don't carry something for 9 months in your arms and not build some type of connection.
Well, you've seen some of these people give birth and not care about their babies?
Yes. Yes,
there's weird
I have.
People like that. Let me tell you
but
what.
But I'm talking grand scheme.
Yeah.
I'm talking grand scheme,
so
right?
Do you think he's the jerk?
No, but yes. I see
it's hard, right?
I see where she's coming from by saying this is a really important piece of information that I would have liked to have known.
But I don't think he's a jerk for not telling her that. I think if he actually had kids he was involved in, that would be obvious. Like, duh, you're a jerk.
Or knock somebody up and like he's a baby daddy.
Had a girl on the side.
Right, right.
But he didn't. That's why this is so interesting.
He was, again, trying to be a good dude, and she's just going, I didn't know everything about you. Backtrack. She's feeling like now this, if we are to father children, this won't be the first children you father. She's making it a little bit about herself, selfishly. For real.
It's not one, it's three. How did he forget three times? Again, on the show, he's saying, somebody said, yes, the couple was his friend. He did say that on the show. Okay, so.
That's important, bro. That's important because he will somehow be involved in these kids' lives. Whether he's called uncle or nothing, he's going to see these kids grow up.
People are texting in spoilers. No, we're not going there. I'm not ruining the whole season for everybody, so I'm going to ignore the spoilers.
Gears turning. I'm invested now.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so this is off of Love is Blind. I've been dying to talk about this on the show, and if you watch it, you know, and if you don't, you're catching up. There's a guy on the show who didn't tell his fiance that he had donated his sperm and has three children to a same-sex couple, and she freaked out. And I don't think he's a jerk for that. I didn't at the time.
Allie, call me crazy, but I think I'm leaning towards jerk.
Okay.
Because it's three kids.
You think she should have known before they got married?
Three separate times for the same people. It's not like he's just a good Samaritan or doing it for financial gain. He is doing this for people he knows. He is actively involved. Whether he's not actively involved in these kids' lives, I'm realizing what she's getting at.
Yeah.
You're actively, like, these are your people. Well, and for me not to know at all, and I'm going to be a part of these people's lives eventually?
Maybe not. Sierra in Milwaukee said he's definitely the jerk for not telling her. You're locked in pods for days talking. How could he forget that?
Yeah.
If you finish the season, he was or is involved in their lives. So this,
he is involved. See? Yeah, maybe. One point or another, you're going to come into contact with, if not his kids, kids' parents.
People are texting and the story's over. I know that's why I waited for the season to be over, but I'm not going to spoil the end for everybody. So stop texting in the spoilers, you know it alls. We know that's not the topic.
The topic is
he the jerk for not telling her he donated sperm for three kids before he met her?
Had it been for the one time, is different. But the three kids, three separate occasions for the same family, I'm like, dang, yeah. How does that slip your mind in conversation when you talk to somebody that you're hoping to start a life with? The two don't equate. Though I don't blame him for this, I see where she's going. Yeah, jerk. You a jerk for that. Right. Not to what? I feel crazy saying that.
No, 414-533-1037. Stop texting in your details about Love is Blind. I don't care. Is he the jerk for not telling her at that moment when they were engaged? Thank you very much. You're screwing up my text right now.
Allie, if they spoil this show for me when I haven't seen a single episode, I'm going to be so mad.
Trust me. The only thing I haven't watched is the reunion on purpose. I'll watch it. Is he the jerk for not telling her? We will talk to you guys next.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so I don't want to know the details of his children. I said that multiple times, but keep texting him in, please. Don't, because I haven't watched the reunion yet. We're talking about Love is Blind, and I've been dying to talk about this on Am I the Jerk? Because one of the couples on the show, this is not a huge spoiler, because we don't know if they get married. I won't say if they get married or not.
Okay, for sure.
Because that's the ending. But he basically tells her right before they're about to get married that he donated sperm and he's got three biological children out there. A same-sex couple has his, you know, these kids. And he said, I didn't think it was important. I'm not raising them. And she's like, no, that I should have known this.
It's a little important. You're involved somehow, some way.
So is he the jerk or not? Now, Emily's in Milwaukee. All of our callers understand they are not giving any spoilers out.
Y'all understand, right?
Got this.
I understand.
No, morning,
Emily.
She
understands the assignment. Good morning. Emily, so you've seen Love is Blind. You know what I'm talking about. Is he the jerk for not telling her he had donated this to his sperm?
No, I don't think he's a jerk for it. I think he probably should have told her before they got engaged.
Agreed.
In the pod.
Yeah.
Agree.
But he did tell her before their wedding. Mm-hmm. Within that 3 week time, that's when they had that fight. Mm-hmm. So she did know before deciding whether or not if she was going to marry him.
Yep.
he wanted to be involved still with this.
They all have weddings. It doesn't mean they go through with it. No matter what, they all show up at the altar and they may say no.
That's what they decide. And they're actually,
just
not.
Because there's a wedding doesn't mean they got married.
Doesn't mean they actually hitched.
Right.
But
okay,
anyway,
question.
In the moment, I didn't think he was the jerk watching it, and that's where Emily's falling. What's your question?
How did she find out? I remember watching it and being like, she told her.
I thought she was overreacting in the moment.
How did she find out?
I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, she found out from him. He told her.
He told her, like, she, nobody else, like, production, whatever, didn't go, like, did you know?
I don't think so.
Okay. If they did, they didn't tell us.
Sure.
It just cut to the scene where right before, you think everything's great, and then she's going, how could you not tell me?
Must have been, it came up in conversation later in their quote-unquote relationship.
Well, she's like, you're telling me you want to have kids, and you can't wait to have kids, but you already have kids. That was her argument. Yeah.
I was just wondering how messy it got. Like, if she found out somehow first and then confronted him, or
if he was like,
yeah, no, I just didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. But yes, I'd donated for two friends to have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was my question. That's all. But
well,
no,
that was all we knew at the time, right?
Right. So
she says not the jerk. All right, Emily, thank you for not spoiling
anything. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate the call. I'm still sticking to jerk, man. That's something you share. It doesn't have to be early on, but you share quick.
That's why this is a tricky situation, because they have like no time together before they get married. They have like 6 weeks. But these are things you should be talking about if you're talking about kids.
Well, and if you're locked in a box, like somebody texted and said,
you
kind of evolve the conversation quick. 6 weeks happens really fast, and 6 weeks happens in like more of like a 20-week span and information that you go through.
Exactly. Kyla is in Sheboygan. Hi, Kyla. Good morning.
Is today day two?
Good morning. Yes, day two.
Let's go. On the way to getting a theme song.
Right. Is he a jerk?
He is absolutely a jerk. Mm. He is a total jerk. And I really like this couple, too. So
yeah, same. That's why I was so disappointed.
That was a hard thing. Yes.
Yeah.
He is a total jerk.
He looks like Drake. He's hot. He's really hot.
he's hot.
He looks like Drake. I'm like,
Allie, you're getting distracted.
Sorry, moving on.
Why is he a jerk? Because I'm listening.
Yeah, he's a jerk. They have a lot to unpack in a short amount of time.
Yep. You're right.
Yep.
You donated three times.
Thank you.
Three times.
Not once, thrice.
That should have been brought up. I don't think she found out. I think she found out when they got to like their little apartment where they lived together, and they were able
before
to get
the
their
wedding.
Phones back, and she found out through social media then.
Well, either way, here come the semantics. Did he tell her? Did he not? Like, I don't know, but she did not know. Is he the jerk for not telling her? You say total jerk.
Yeah, and he's total a total jerk. Okay. He's a total jerk.
So, Kyla,
he's involved.
Hold on, stop.
He needed to
Kyla,
tell.
Stop. You're
just stop.
No, you already said that.
You did say that he's involved. He seems involved.
Like, stop giving away all the details.
No, you said that.
Yeah. Kyla said jerk.
That's fair. And she had some great points, honestly.
She's right.
They're getting married.
You needed to say something.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Thank you, Kyla.
Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Split down the middle. Amanda and Greenfield, you're up. I feel sorry for you.
Good morning.
Floor is yours.
Now, everybody's seen Love is Blind that's on the phones, but they've agreed not to ruin the ending. So, even though
I have not seen the season complete.
Oh, good. Good.
Cool. Okay. So she's like me.
Even better. Yeah.
So I'm saying absolutely not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
All right. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because there's conversations that need to be had in person. You can't do that in a pod through a wall.
I can respect that.
Like, how are you going to tell them through a pod? But then again, you're telling them everything in these pods because you propose at the end. You don't see them and you propose. Don't you know everything? You should.
But if you respect the person, that's a conversation that you have in person.
Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, if you respect the relationship that you've created with the people you donated for, that's not necessarily your conversation to have either. Mm-hmm. Like,
exactly.
That's private for them as well, not just you. Ooh.
So is that why you say not the jerk?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dang, Amanda. That
might be a conversation that you all have together.
In person.
And not just through a wall.
Well. Wow. I can't argue that logic. That's facts.
Whoever texted in, she should be happy he's fertile. You guys, stop.
I mean, you're not wrong. You should be happy he's fertile. I mean, he clearly gave him three babies. He could get you three babies.
Just saying. Right. So Amanda says, not the jerk.
Works it out.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye. Not the jerk. Yeah. Wild.
Somebody else said, not the jerk. Why does she care so much about his history? When you chose someone to love and marry, you choose them for who they are, not according to their history. Okay. Wait, but yeah, but come on. Come on. I want to know. I mean, again, because what if we have children and then they have half siblings? It's like, I'm okay with you donating. And some women might not be. Some women might not be okay. And this woman was not okay with it.
It's a very noble thing to do, but that's not something everybody's interested in. And when you're looking for a partner, y'all do have to be on the same page on things like that. And that's not something you get told. You just go, hey, look for somebody that you have similar qualities to. Not, hey, make sure you guys are on the same page, whether you guys want to be donors for other couples or not. What? Nobody talks about this. But until it happens, you're not. Then you go, oh my gosh, this is something you'd want to know.
Well, and somebody texted in this. This is how I felt in the moment. They said, not the jerk. It's not like they're going to raise the children in their household. I think she made it about herself. Yes and no. And that at the moment was like, who cares? Like, you're not raising kids. These aren't stepchildren. These are somebody else's.
It has to be the level of situation. The level of involvement is more than she was understanding or expecting, and all of a sudden goes, oh yeah. Because could you imagine, like you said, they do have kids. 15 years down the line, these kids want to do a dang ancestry kit. All of a sudden, you've got three siblings you had no clue that live within a 20-mile radius? Brazy, bruh. Brazy.
Somebody said, not a jerk. I mean, come on. You're on a TV show to get married. There's going to be a lot of things that you're going to be surprised about that. Part.
You had to bring the logic, didn't you?
And Dawn in Muskego said, dang, I agree with DZ today.
Why do y'all, do I really be saying outlandish things like that where y'all be shocked when I say something that you resonate with? Man, forget y'all.
You can stop texting in spoilers because I haven't watched the reunion and now I don't have to. I hate you all. Let's move on with the, and I'm not kidding, you know who you are. I'm going to write all these people back with spoilers and go, I hate you. Blocked. No, I didn't watch the reunion. You missed that, didn't you?
How'd 50 people get blocked in our text line? Mm-hmm. Y'all spoiled it for Allie.
Goodbye.
How'd we end up here?
Somebody texted in spoilers. That's how we ended up here.
We'll laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Well.
Manuel.
So I'm not dating anyone named Manuel. That's an inside joke DZ and I have. It's a long story. But
wink, wink.
So dumpster fire dating is back. And I left us off. Last week, my kids kind of gave their input on who they think I should date. We found out Owen and Hudson want me to date.
They do.
They were into it.
Well, they want you to date Channing Tatum.
Or Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
That was who.
Which is kind of conflicting.
Or The Rock.
Or The Rock, right.
Or LeBron James, we found out.
Or Chris Pratt.
Those were the four on the list.
John Cena came in the conversation somehow.
But how great was the pool of diverse men they gave me? LeBron, The Rock, Chris Pratt. They were all so different. I was like, now we're talking, boys.
The boys want you to date the rainbow.
They understand their mom.
They said everybody but date Ebony.
So it's kind of, I said I was going on a date with someone very close to the show.
Yeah,
And I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
Yeah.
Did I not recap it because the kids were here?
No.
I might not have.
No, I don't think you did, low-key. We light touched, but now that is the grown folks.
Fine. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I went out with him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got out of the car,
we
follow each other on social media. And I've met him in person multiple times, but he was married. Now he's divorced. It's been over a year. Like, he's been going through this. He's fully divorced.
It's divorced. Now it's, you know, we can go out.
I'll go out with you once you're divorced.
Yep.
Dude, he gets out of the car, DZ, and I was like,
What? Ugly?
So much hotter in person.
He was handsome.
I was like, dude, I knew you were cute on the Instagram.
Everybody's cute on the gram,
but
though.
But I was like, damn. And so he walks up, give a hug.
Oh, he was in person cute.
Gorgeous.
Oh, handsome.
Very handsome man.
Not even cute, handsome, because there's levels to cuteness.
He's good looking.
He's good looking.
He's really good looking.
All right.
Really? Like, I was like, damn.
caught you off guard kind of cute.
Yeah, because I knew he was cute, but I was like not prepared
for
that
real,
cute.
For you for real cute.
I was like, you're in person cute. Like,
turn around.
Boy.
Turn around.
I was like, hi.
Ow. Allie said, ow.
And not just cute, tall.
Hey, hey, that's important to you too. I know that.
I was like, bring it in. Bring it in. Hi,
come
cutie.
Come on, guy. Hi, guy. Yeah. Let's get you out the friend zone ASAP.
Sorry I made you wait a year. Get in here.
Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. You know I'm a hugger. Allie said, all of a sudden, Allie's a hugger.
Huggity hug. So we went on a date. And we had a great date. Like, we talked. We had dinner. We had a couple drinks. Yep. And yep. It was good. And then he had to get back to his kids. And I had to get back to my kids. And it worked out. And yeah. It was fine. But that was 2 weeks ago. Okay?
That has been 2 weeks,
so
technically.
So we've been texting. And the problem is we have completely opposite schedules.
Like work, like,
no
life?
No kids.
Kids. Oh, kids.
To a T. Yeah. The second mine leave, his come. I mean, to a T. So that's a little bit of an issue. That being said, I finally said to him this week, because I stopped responding. The conversation was getting forced.
A lot of back and forth.
And I got sick of it.
Back and forth.
So finally, when I stopped replying, he goes, good morning, beautiful. When can I see you again? I go, now we're getting there. Now we're making progress.
Oh, you're getting the hint.
Now you're getting the hint. Now you know how to talk to me. Now you're warm. Now I'm getting oiled up.
Oh, you see, and I'm not as responsive to just like, hey, what up? Hello.
No interest. But hey, when can I see you again? Hi.
Interested.
Now we're interested.
Now I see that you're putting in effort.
So I gave him a couple dates, and I'm waiting on him to give me a date back. And I'm like, hey, look, I'm not forcing this because I'm going into my skin removal surgery on December 17th.
Oh, that's right.
And that's all I'm thinking about, if you want me to be honest. So I have no problem putting dating on hold until I get done with my surgery, because let's be real, after December 17th, I need space for a while anyway. Think about it. I'm not going to be.
Yeah.
I don't need to be getting into a full relationship.
Into a whole full-blown relationship because let me tell you something. The intimacy is going to,
it's going to stop.
Take a pause.
So let me just say that when I went into my last surgery, I had no attachments and I loved it how my surgeon said, you're doing this for you and I'm so happy and that's why this is going to go well for you. A lot of people do it for other people. He goes, you're doing it for yourself, and I feel like at this moment, I'm back to that spot where, again, I'm doing it for myself. I'm not trying. It has nothing to do with anybody else. You know what I'm saying? It's for me.
It's for you.
And a lot of people do cosmetic surgery, unfortunately, for others, are thinking it's going to change something in their life.
And it's not.
It's for me.
It's for you.
So I love that. So it's like, maybe I just have the surgery and start fresh again like I did last time.
Yeah.
And do it for myself, focus on myself
to
a T.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and if somebody's willing to, not necessarily.
I haven't even talked to him about this.
Oh.
No. Because why would I? We've been on one date. I'm not talking to him about that.
That's true. That's true. I'm just thinking of the fact that this is somebody that you've talked to before. And though it's like the first dates that y'all have had, y'all have talked before. So, I don't want this person to be sitting there thinking, I'm going to wait for you, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
When that might not be the case. Or they're willing to wait or not willing to wait or just the conversation's not had. Because it's going to be an important part of the next
six months.
Jinx.
By
for real.
Far. Because
for real.
I'm not going to. Yes, it's going to. I'm not going to be living my active
regular life. By next summer, now we can talk. But
maybe by spring break.
We're going to see.
Hit me up in March.
We'll see what the end of March, April's looking like.
So I'm okay with it going slow, I think.
Yeah.
I think if I didn't have that coming up, I'd be a little more antsy with this guy. But I'm like, you know what? I'm not going anywhere. He may go somewhere, but I got things to do.
You know what would be nice,
though? It'd be nice to go on a few more dates and then see if we have anything to push through, right?
If there's anything to even, not to say hold on to, because at no point do I think we need to hold on to anything. It's still too early. One date ain't nothing. But a few more dates before, because you got some time before surgery, technically.
Yep.
To see if there's a genuine spark.
Because
I'm intrigued.
I am too, actually.
So I'd like to know what Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome has to offer.
Bella texted in, Allie, don't be sabotaging this yet, girlfriend. Am I?
TDH.
My friend told me I'm always in fight or flight with men. Like, I'm always looking for a reason to run.
Uh-huh.
Do you think so?
Maybe. Did I say that out loud?
Yes.
No, not in a bad way. I do think you're a defensive being.
Fair enough.
You're defensive in nature and not just with relationships and men.
Okay, you want to tell you how I got deep with my therapist this week with dating, actually?
What's up?
I'll open the door a little. This is private stuff, but screw it. through it because I tell it all on the air.
Peel it back. What up?
I looked at her and I go, do you know what I'm struggling with? And she goes, what? I go, my faith. And she goes, what do you mean? I go, no, you know, I'm not really a religious person, mm-hmm. but I have so much, but faith and faith, whether you're, faith is faith. Faith is a belief in something.
Belief, yeah.
Whether you're religious
a
or
trust.
Not, you can have a faith or a trust in mm-hmm. anything, something, someone.
Higher power being, whatever. Yeah.
And I said, you know, like I have so much faith in my job. I have faith in my friends. I have faith in my family. And I was like, but it's kind of like when you feel like God's always doing bad things to you and you go, screw it, I'm done.
I'm done.
So, and you get that place and I'm using
Why am I believing?
As an analogy is where I'm at with love. And I go, I've had so many horrible, negative, traumatic, hurtful experiences. Why would I have faith in a relationship to work out?
Yeah, yeah, I follow.
And she goes, oh, let's go deeper with this. I go, no, I have no faith in like
therapist
love,
grabbed the
love.
Shovel and said, start digging, girl. We going
like,
deep.
She's like, you're getting there. Now we're getting somewhere because I was like, it's the faith. I have no faith.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it. And that's, I want to believe like I believe in everything else in my life, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I almost swore because that's a holy bleep realization moment. And for you to say that out loud, like just like blankly like that, or not blankly.
I have no faith.
But blunt, like,
But it took me a second to go, wow, like when you're really searching for faith in something, like it makes me want to cry because I don't have any.
I don't have any.
Like, I don't believe in it at this point.
That's huge.
Right?
No, that's huge.
And I understand why I feel that way. Just like when people go, the world keeps crapping on me.
The world's burning, man.
God hates me. Nobody's going to, I don't believe in you. You lose faith in God or whatever you believe in, whether it's that or something else.
You construct faith in a religious sense, though, when faith is just
the
trust and believing in, right.
It's believing in something.
Right. The strength to know that everything is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. That's faith. And when you lose that and you go, nothing's going to be okay
in
a relationship.
I give up. And that's where I am.
Right.
It's a dark place when you don't have any faith.
Why would you find positives?
Why?
Right.
How could I? Because it's been nothing but negative.
Sounds like a beat. Now keep going.
Negative. Cheater, liar. Married. Has a secret kid. I don't know. I'm making things up. Awful.
And they broke.
Broke. Yeah, there's one. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, I'm like, you could
so negative.
You go down the list. You know what I mean? It's just like, uses the N-word. I mean, that was one of them. If you want me to,
you missed it.
The list of reasons why dating has not worked out, you know what I'm saying?
Whew, I can see faith being a problem in this, G, but that
it's
is a
faith.
That's a huge admission and
no
a
faith.
Wonder. That's a wonderful starting point.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a revelation like that, not to bring the faith full circle into it.
It's an aha moment.
When that revelation happens and you realize where the faith is missing, you can now just approach that with all intention.
That's true, actually.
You can approach that with full intention and just remind yourself. That's a sticky note moment where you put that and remind yourself of that daily, bro.
Mm-hmm. And what do I say? How do I get the faith back?
Have faith.
How do I believe with all the bad stuff?
Realizing that the bad isn't the end, right? You've gone through worse. Faith. You've gotten better from worse. Faith.
That part.
You've got a great support system behind you no matter what. Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Allie,
no faith in love.
Faith. It's your name.
I know.
Have your name.
The irony.
On that note, Allie, have your name.
Thank you. I'm going to listen to George Michael now. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias. What's the word?
The word is it's November 1st and daylight saving is this weekend. You're welcome.
Yeah, anyways.
But in the meantime, my friend said I should show you what I ordered for her so you can order it for Aaron. Bomb chicka bomb bomb.
Whoa. Hold on, bro. Hold on. You got to explain first before I just start ordering stuff for my wife.
This is so funny. So a friend of mine is dating somebody long distance, okay?
Okay.
He lives, it's not long distance. He lives here, but he's always gone for work, okay? Always traveling.
Got it.
And so he's been saying, just come to me, like come visit me. And she's like, I have kids. I have things going on. It's hard to find a time to go visit him.
I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he does come home a little bit, but he's like, come visit me anytime.
His work dictates he has to be away.
He has to be gone.
Has to be away.
So they finally found a weekend, and this is it. She's going to see him this weekend.
Ooh, she's flying out. She getting flown out. Ooh.
It's funny. I just said I have no faith in love, and now I'm like, go, girl.
For yourself. But for others,
myself.
All day.
Super happy for her. So she's going to visit him. And she's at my house the other day. We're just hanging out on the couch, on our phone. You know, like
chilling,
friends do.
Friends, right. Gal palin'. Yeah.
She goes, I go, ooh, have you bought any lingerie yet? And she's like, I don't know. And I go, you should totally get some before you go see him. This is like, you guys don't see each other. She goes, well, he likes it. And I go, then you have to get some.
Oh, he's a fan of lingerie.
So she goes, well, I can't because I'm still attached to my parents' Amazon account. I go, would you stop?
You got places in person where you can go ahead and
Not anymore. Not like, we talked about this because it used to be a lot easier to find lingerie.
If you don't hit you a lover's line real quick.
You can go to Victoria's Secret. That's so expensive. It's so expensive, though.
Go tell it, man. Better go holler at Vicky. Don't tell nobody.
I can get the shoestring lingerie for $3 on Amazon, okay? The and that's coming string. Off anyway.
The shoes. And that's a big facts. Half of the time, the lingerie
it's
overpriced, and it's for y'all to feel good about the way you look.
Exactly.
When we don't really care about the wrapper. We just care about the candy.
Mm-hmm. So I ordered 3 outfits. She said, order these for Aaron. They're so racy. I don't know. It's making me uncomfortable to show you, but you should order these for Aaron.
You send them to Aaron. Because think about it. The lingerie thing, like...
I'm going to send it to her right now.
And this is from a guy's perspective. It should be, if anything, the surprise of when I see it, like, oh, dang. If I'm the one that picked it, it feels a little less lackluster, right? Right, and I say this as somebody that likes to shop for my wife.
Why does it feel lackluster? Like, you don't know, you want her to be in something she likes or what?
Yes. One, I already have a tough enough time, and most men do have a tough enough time finding and picking things for their women, especially when it comes to clothes. Don't add the sexy time on top of that. Don't make it a bow chicka wow wow outfit, because then I really don't know what your preference is, and I am going to like whatever my wife is in regardless, because like I said, it's about the candy, not the wrapper. So,
your poor wife is trying to teach third grade and I'm sending her Amazon lingerie.
She'll receive. She understands. She'll get it. And then if not, she'll listen back on the Odyssey app and be like, oh, that's why.
She's like, why is Allie sending me Amazon links for strings?
For lingerie. Right? What are they talking about over there? What are they? She'll text you on the side and then y'all can figure that out.
So anyway, where were we?
It's not, in my opinion, for something for the guy to buy.
Sure.
Now, if it's the guy that wants the lingerie and is like, girl, I want you to wear this little sexy thing.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm not that guy, though.
Then he's into it.
I'm not that the pick the lingerie guy. You pick what you're comfortable in. I'm going to love you regardless.
That's awesome. Well, I ordered it for her and I ordered 3 outfits that she picked.
With the drawstrings.
Mm-hmm. Well, one's really racy. There's a couple. We have a few options.
Oh.
And a few different colors, you know.
Oh.
Because we've got the black, then the green to bring out the eyes. You know, all the different things you gotta have.
Yeah.
So she has 3 outfits now, and she came over last night. I had to get out of bed.
she tried them on for you?
I told her to, but she didn't. I had to get out of bed to open the door for her, because she came by, and she goes, I want to pack my lingerie. So she comes over. We're in my kitchen. She unpacked that thing. We were laughing so hard because it was like holding up a shoestring.
There
like,
was more air. There was more air than string, baby.
I said, girl, I could have gone to Joanne and bought you a piece of fabric and made this for you. Are you kidding?
Allie said, I got thread and needle. I could have made you a thicker fit.
Honest to God.
Girl.
So that is the story. I wanted to wait till the kids were in school to tell this story because obviously, but yeah, you know.
I got a question.
I told her I was going to get her some whips and chains too.
Hey, handcuffs. Smack a little booty up. Dream.
She just texted me. She said, it's good to hear your perspective, DZ. Thank you.
I was going to ask, is it the guy's point? Is it on us to buy the lingerie? Or is it on the ladies? I'm curious.
I don't know.
I've never thought to consider this. And quite frankly, my wife has bought her own lingeries and little sexy things, sexy time outfits.
Rawr.
I've given my input, but I've never purchased any for myself. I'd feel weird doing that on her behalf.
What's so funny.
You know what? I'm gonna let y'all conversation have. Y'all have that private conversation. Y'all can leave me up out of that one.
I love your wife. She didn't say anything naughty. It's just funny. She's out of her mind. Okay, listen. I'm not gonna tell you what your wife said, and maybe she'll order this.
I don't want to know. Between y'all two, I don't even care. Bro. Y'all just have y'all fun over there. Whatever.
All right, fine. So who's buying it?
Who should buy it? The guy or the girl? For real? Because that's a genuine question.
Yeah.
I've never really thought it should be on the guy. I've always thought it's on the girl to buy the lingerie. Am I wrong?
No, it makes sense because we know what fits us and we know what we feel comfortable in for our body.
And y'all realistically should know what we would want to see you guys in, right? What part we think we would like to be more revealed.
That's so true.
XYZ. So maybe I'm wrong, though. Do the ladies like it when the fellas buy the lingerie for them?
Somebody wrote in and said, DZ's not wrong. My husband's all over me when I'm in sweats and a t-shirt.
Really, though? We don't care about the wrapper. We just care about the candy.
All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next. That works for texting or calling. And you can always shoot us a voice message on the app, too. We'll talk to you next. Dawn and...
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Muskego wrote in all caps. Dang, I actually agree with DZ again.
Why? You know what? Never mind.
Twice in one day.
Thanks, y'all. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Appreciate y'all appreciating me. Finally.
We're talking about how my friend, who is 40, yes, I said 40, has her Amazon account is attached to her parents. So she's going to visit her boyfriend in another state this weekend. And she goes, and I ordered lingerie for her on Amazon. So her parents
don't get the notification. It must be because they got Prime or they got mixed accounts. Somehow they got free shipping. If everybody was on somehow, some way. Because otherwise, why are you this grown in life with your parents' Amazon's accounts?
Well, she said she asked him what he liked. And when he asked him, he told her she was overthinking it. But she liked hearing you say that it should be up to us so we're comfortable. And I agree. It should be. There are different types of lingerie that women, according to their body, we're going to feel more comfortable in, period. Yeah.
And we have zero science behind that. The fellas aren't going to go, oh, my wife isn't going to like this because she's going to feel uncomfortable in her body, you know, blah, the lower half or top half or blah, blah, blah.
Malaysia in Waukesha texted in and said, hi, I believe the woman should buy whatever it is they feel comfortable in. But once in a while, it is kind of sexy when the guy buys it or says, hey, I want to see you in these. So it's really just a preference thing.
It has to be a preference, but then when is it okay? Because I get it. Sometimes you do want the man to take the lead and say, girl, put this on, something sexy, sexy. Again, we don't care.
100%.
This is only when y'all want us to. So we need to be told these things.
I agree. Let's go to Nicole in Sheboygan. We'll start with her. Hi, Nicole.
Good morning.
Morning, you guys.
Hi. Hey. So we're talking lingerie. What do you buy? Give us everything. I'm kidding. Give us the link.
Where do you shop? Drop the links.
I also buy lingerie on Amazon, but the first couple, I didn't get them. My husband did. And it was one of those, you know, I would like to see you in this. So I got to know his taste. And because I've got so many of them now, if we want to have like sexy time away from the kids and away from the house, I grab one so it's more of a surprise to him because he has no idea then which one that he had gotten me that I'm going to wear.
You know what? You use it to spice it up.
And then you do get a little bit of an idea of what he likes, and then you could go off of that to buy what you like.
And you know, it can get monotonous. You got to mix it up in relationships. You got to do different things.
And if a spicy outfit does it for you, bet.
Great.
Not everybody's able to just bounce chicken wow without some to wow, right?
So, DZ, my suggestion to you is if Erin does not have lingerie, talk to her about it and then get her taste on it and then go ahead, buy her some lingerie. And take her away from the kids, away from the house, and
Nicole,
have some sexy time.
Let me answer for DZ. Erin wants sweatpants. Does Erin really want lingerie?
Hey, listen, let me just tell y'all. Sweatpants are easier access anyways if we want to take this conversation there. You know, I'm not wasting no time with these shrinky-dink outfits when I could just do what we need to do and get to business. She's got lingerie, okay? We ain't wasting
it's
that time.
DZ.
The funny thing is, lingerie doesn't have to be technically lingerie. It could be like a see-through shirt and a matching underwear.
Fair enough. And the evolution, like, it ain't BD no more. You know what I'm saying? SM.
Yeah. Well, and somebody texted and said, I don't have the boobs for everything. And I get that. There's a lot of stuff you have to figure out what fits you. So a guy may come home with a bra meant for a woman with boobs, and the girl's going to be like, what am I supposed to do with this thing? Yeah.
And in all honesty, when my husband went ahead and got lingerie, he had to go ahead and find out, like, my bra size, and he went ahead and looked at my underwear just to get the right size.
It wasn't the first time you went through your undies.
It was weird. But let me tell you, though, after having, you know, children, and especially after having them four times, and you're like, oh, you know, we don't have any time for ourselves.
Yeah.
Take some time and have some sexy time.
That's what's important. That's what's important is the fact that they're taking the time, even though
they're newly dating and you guys are married a long time. But hey, I'm with you on that, Nicole.
It doesn't change. Front end or back end. You got to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Bye, Nicole.
Pun intended.
Bye. Oh my goodness. I didn't even realize I went there.
Dude,
bro.
We can have that argument another time, but I truly believe if you're not intimate, you might as well not be together. I mean, if you have no intimacy ever, that's strange. And there's people like that.
You're just going to let me just say on the front end and the back end, and you ain't going to. Like,
and you said, you said it all.
Never mind. I'm so sorry.
You said everything, I said pun intended.
I apologize to my future children's ears because they clearly don't understand what we're talking about now.
They're going to be just as inappropriate as us.
Exactly. That's why I'm apologizing now.
My milkshake brings all the boys. Bella.
Jinx.
I'm laughing so hard over here, DC.
Sometimes I just amaze myself.
No, you didn't.
Now I understand why y'all are surprised when you agree with me. Mm-hmm. Now I get it. I get it now.
I agree with you more often than I used to. You really come a long way, bud.
You know what I think it is? They've gotten to know you. If you want me to be, I feel like you, maybe they didn't know you at first.
Touché.
And I've known you for a long time. Like, I kind of knew you over, I've gotten to know you way better being on the show, but I kind of knew you overall as a person.
You knew my essence.
Now I know you way better.
Yeah, but now we really know him.
But I knew if anyone ever takes you wrong, I'm like, you guys don't know DZ, dude.
Y'all knew Thug. Now y'all know Thug's life.
Sometimes we're both misunderstood, and if that makes any sense.
Yes.
We're misunderstood personalities at times.
Yes.
That's a way to put us.
And this is why we click, fam.
Yep. Bella, go on. How do we feel about lingerie?
Click with us.
Oh, yes, lingerie. I think there's a difference between, like, dating, right, in the beginning. It would be weird for, like, a new boyfriend to, like, buy me something.
Would it? Okay.
But when you're married.
You'd be surprised, though. You go out with, I guess, a new boyfriend.
I think the opposite. I would think it's more inspiring and sexy when it is a new boyfriend.
That's when you get that kind of stuff.
I'm also sitting here 15 years married, so don't ask me nothing. I don't know.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I think both ways is fine. Girls can buy it, boys can buy it.
This conversation, I cannot stand y'all.
Hold on. Carissa in Racine said, put that on a shirt. New Kiss FM merch. Front end or back end, DZ?
On the front end or the back end? Can I go home now?
Yes, goodbye. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.